A warning, be prepared for the fact Aotearoa might miss its end-of-year target to have everyone vaccinated against COVID. It comes from the Royal New Zealand College of GPs Medical Director, Dr. Brian Betty. This week, Checkpoint's been reporting on the hassles some eligible people are having, getting appointments confirmed, overloaded phone lines, and in some cases, long waits to get their COVID jab. Dr. Betty believes vaccine supply could be a problem, and if the program ramps up as expected, the next few weeks are crucial.
We're going from essentially vaccinating about 150,000 people with two doses to 1.7 million people over the next 6 to 8 weeks. Now, that is a big, big step up in terms of capacity and giving the vaccine and making sure the system works before the major rollout, which occurs in the second half of the year, which is to the general population. So, yeah, this is logistically very, very big shift in terms of what's happening.
Do you think they've got it covered?
Well, at the moment, one of the issues is the DHBs are running these programs in their regional areas. What we do know is that there is going to be a step through into a mixed model. So there will be possibly big stadium events, there will be immunisation centres, and general practice and pharmacy are going to start to come onto line, especially from July onwards. Our view is that the more access points we have to the vaccination, the more ability people have to access the vaccination, the better, and that will lend itself to success. But we'll really have to see how it goes over the next 2 months.
Do people, and by people I mean just members of the public, do they understand what's going on? Are you getting a lot of questions?
Oh, certainly we're getting a lot of anecdotal evidence from around the country, from GPs in particular, that patients are asking questions about the COVID vaccine. They're asking, is it safe? Do they have any problems with medications they may be on? Should they be getting the vaccine? Should they be getting the flu vaccine first? And where would they get the vaccine when it becomes available? Certainly at the moment with this rollout to the over 75s, which is about to kick off, the plan is for most of the DHBs to be contacting patients in that age group to set up an appointment to have the COVID jab. Also, nursing homes are going to be targeted. So, yeah, GPs are answering all sorts of questions around the COVID vaccination at the moment. For the majority of our patients, we are saying that the big rollout is from July onwards, and that there'll be a lot of general practice involved, but hopefully there's going to be easy access to the vaccine.
Because whenever we do a story on this, we get a lot of feedback from people who say, I'm in XYZ group, I've heard nothing, I don't know what's happening, where do I go, who do I talk to? Is that kind of what you are seeing in the queries?
I think up until this point, there's been quite a bit of that type of thing going on. You know, the system started to kick over a couple of months ago when COVID became available. There's been very restricted access to the number of doses in the country, and it was rolled out in a very restricted way. It was variable in terms of how it's been done up until this point. I think this is a very organic situation, that the system's sort of learning from what's happened. It's putting in place other things, and I'm sort of hopeful that as it does ramp up, that these problems will actually lessen.
Are we relying on hope?
No. I think we're relying on plans that the DHBs have put in place. I mean, from a general practice point of view, it was only 2 to 3 weeks ago that there was a clear indication from the Minister and from Ashley Bloomfield that general practice would be involved. Up until that point, we were quite unclear as to the role that general practice would play going forward. So it's only now that we're starting to think about the plans and what's about to happen.
But are you crystal clear about the role you will play?
Look, I think it's still not 100% clear at this point. What has just happened is a lot of the DHBs have put out expressions of interest to practices across the country to see if they're interested in being part of the COVID vaccination rollout. Now, what we do know is the College of GPs surveyed GPs around the country, and we found that about 60% of GPs answered in the affirmative that they want to be involved in the COVID rollout. About 32% were saying they were unsure, and I think that was due to the lack of clarity around whether general practice would have a role early on in the COVID rollout, and less than 10% were saying, look, they didn't have the capacity to do it for a variety of reasons. So there is a big motivation for general practice to be involved. Those expressions are going out, those responses will be going back, and we'll have a clearer idea of how much of the sector is going to be involved in the distribution of the COVID vaccine.
The government has told us that everybody in the country who is eligible will have access to the vaccine by the end of the year. Do you think realistically we're going to meet that target?
Oh, look, I think we have to be really pragmatic about this. I think it would be great if we did reach that target. However, this is the single biggest vaccination event we've ever seen. If we think about 4 million people being vaccinated and each person requires two vaccines, that's 8 million vaccines that need to be given. Now, the other thing that's coming into play here with the sort of tragic situation in India and the disaster that's happening there, there's potentially the likelihood of disruption in terms of vaccine supply from overseas. Now, look, I think we do need to be quite relaxed about that in the sense that New Zealand's in a relatively good position at the moment. It doesn't have COVID. The borders are relatively secure. So if there are delays, we can probably cope with it. And if it does roll into next year, well, that's, I think, just the way it's going to be. But, look, you'd have to be hopeful that we could manage it.
But, Doctor, are you saying prepare ourselves for the fact that, well, we might not meet that target?
Look, I mean, potentially that could happen. I'm hopeful that we will. But again, we're very dependent on the supply of vaccines, what's happening as part of the worldwide situation at this point. And I think we do have to be realistic if there are delays in the rolling out of the vaccine.
Are you being told anything directly about problems with supply?
No, not directly. However, you just have to look at the situation in Asia at the moment and the Indian subcontinent, where 50% of the world's vaccine is produced, to sort of say, well, look, that could put pressure on vaccine supplies going into the second half of the year.
Dr. Brian Betty there.